Morning. My presentation this morning is for permission to prepare and post notices for a project that we had presented to you several weeks back, known as an Oak Orchard Expansion Number 2, or for the Ferry Cove Development. On April 17th, the Engineering Department received a letter requesting annexation for the project containing 391 single-family homes. As you recall, this is the parcel with sort of request from DelDOT for a right-of-way through the project, which would split it down to 204 single-family homes with the DelDOT taking, an additional 187 on DelDOT. The project did obtain site plan approval on February 20th, 2007. There was a time extension on August 18th, which makes their preliminary approval valid until February 20th, 2012. Planning and Zoning also confirmed that the project has received its entrance approval from DelDOT. This was the sort of the two-phase approach for a larger expansion of this entire area, or we were also offering a panhandle approach, which would make the project contiguous. For your information, we've actually changed our maps up a little bit, and we've shown sort of a drainage basin split here where this yellow would be basically draining back through the existing pipelines in Oak Orchard Expansion Number 1 into the treatment plant. Everything in this sort of brown area goes sort of a new direction and up through a force main that goes to Inland Bays here. The responsibility of the Ferry Cove project would be to install this regional pump station and gravity force main back to Inland Bays, which sort of makes the project able to go on its own without the county installing the infrastructure at this time along Route 24 for these homes. Sort of allows us the option to come back and do that when we feel that the price is more able to be handled by the residents. We also have a map that shows just the infrastructure that Ferry Cove would be required. As you can see from this map, they do the regional pump station and the gravity collection system along the front of their project and the force main back and back the entire way to the treatment plant. This section of force main will be oversized to take anything from the three other regional pump stations in this area. They will all be able to manifold into this force main, and we will be able to take advantage of this force main completely back to the treatment plant.
Who pays for the force main?
The project of Ferry Cove will be paying for the force main.
And everything from the force main back to Ferry Cove, they pay for?
They pay for.
So we have no county money invested?
Nope. At this point in time, we'd have no money invested in getting this project or anything along the front of their project back to the treatment plant. What we gain from it is this regional force main and some capacity in this regional pump station for additional parcels along 24, and everything basically almost from our existing district boundary to that road goes into that force main.
And DelDOT's done all their negotiating with the developer? Is that over with?
We don't think everything's complete. They have not done an offer or anything, but they have given them an entrance approval, so we feel that, you know, they're sort of okay with the project moving forward. Anything you want to add?
No, the county did receive a letter from DelDOT, and basically, John, correct me if I'm wrong, they opposed this annexation.
They opposed the annexation, but they've given entrance approval,
right,
which sort of adds a little confusion to our end.
One of the planning and zoning conditions was that the project be connected to a county sewer district.
But it is their money to do their project up to this force main.
Correct. Okay. Clear to the treatment plant. It's their money.
Okay.
Any other questions from council? I suppose we do have a motion.
We do have a motion. We have the two two-option motion, basically, for the entire area or just for this panhandle. The engineering department at this time's recommendation is just the panhandle approach, which brings all these parcels along 24 into the district. And that's sort of our recommendation at this time, as we've been looking at the front foot estimates and cost estimates for the project, and we feel that this is probably a more sustainable.
And that, of course, picks up the conditional use application area?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't you read that first and see where it goes?
Okay, I can read the option for the panhandle?
Yeah.
Okay. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include the subdivision known as Ferry Cove, encompassing additional properties as presented as option two on October 5th, 2010.
I just got one last question. Is it okay to ask a question at this point?
Sure.
Could I have the floor? It just worries me about the DelDOT issue was for a new road that's supposed to go with a bridge across, I guess, the river there?
Correct.
Right? Is there anything we're doing today going to jeopardize the possible creation of this?
The way the plans have been approved and everything that they have actually shows their project being able to be phased so that all their construction is along this west side of the project. DelDOT's roadway actually comes along the east boundary line.
Mm-hmm.
They've prepared to keep houses and everything in their later phases of their project so that the roadway can still go through, all the interchanges and everything can be built.
Yeah, I hate to add, the state is in such dire straits now with trying to provide infrastructure, and all we hear about is infrastructure, and I just don't want to see that if we do something, we're going to be adding substantial costs to any future infrastructure DelDOT wants to do, or possibly making it so they can't. And we never did get any kind of correspondence clarifying what they're doing or where they're going with it.
I mean,
they have indicated that they have an interest in the property, but I don't believe they're anywhere near close where that they could proceed to procure any property. For example, I don't think they have this alignment hasn't even been formally selected.
No, it's their preferred option, but it is.
It's their preferred.
They have lots of opposition to that.
Well, I know they got opposition to all of them, though. But if this is their preferred location.
We would suggest, this is just permission to post, that somebody from DelDOT come to the public hearing and address the council.
Okay, this is just, okay, we're just posting this. Okay.
You're just posting.
And will Mike, you write a letter, make sure they are understanding that this is the time to be here.
Correct.
All right, somebody will make sure somebody does that. Okay. Because I don't want to be somebody come back and say, well, it's your county council. You guys forced the road to go somewhere else. And now, because you want the bypass on the east side, because that's where the traffic spins off to the beach, as opposed to the west side coming all the way across. So, okay, because I hear about infrastructure and roads. And
We actually addressed them for the permission to prepare and post. That's why we actually received the letter from DelDOT. But we will do the same for them.
Okay. Make sure they get a posting.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Can stop them from putting the road across there anyway. What's this pipe got to do, Tom?
The what?
The sewer pipe. What's that got
to do? No, they're...
It does nothing to stop the roadway. It's just a matter of whether he can build 391 homes or 204 homes.
Oh, okay.
Right.
How about on this green end down here, sir? Do we have sort of...
That's already in.
That's in or being put in at this time.
Yeah, we're putting that in now. I don't think anything... Well, the bottom.
This part is
right. And we have a hearing coming up on the de-annexation of this other portion.
In Long Neck.
Okay.
Right. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's next on the agenda.
Mr. President.
Yes, Mr.
Just for the record, the record reflect that it was Mike Izzo, the county engineer, speaking there, because I know some people watched this on the web and did not know who was speaking there.
Mr. Ashman has read a motion which speaks to the annexation of what's called the panhandle, I believe.
Option number two.
Basically. Option number two. Would someone make that motion?
I'll make it.
Is there a second?
Okay. And this is just the post.
Just the post.
Right. Post notice. Motion and a second to post notice for option number two, the annexation in the Oak Orchard Sanitary Sewer District. Any further discussion? We'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Now, we still could have a consideration to post notice on the rest of it, but does council have any interest in visiting?
You post two notices?
Well,
no, I mean, we just chose, I thought.
You chose the panhandle. I guess you could do the motion to do the entire area down here if you chose.
The reason I bring that up, Mr. Cole, I think it was important that we at least get that one taken care of because it didn't seem to have any opposition. If anyone on council desires to visit the rest of the property, I guess now would be an appropriate time to discuss that.
Wait a minute. Was we had a request for this one, yeah, right, the other map, I know, but the request came from that one group, right?
Understood. Right. I'm not pushing it. I just want to make sure that no one revisits this.
Have we been getting requests?
Our original presentation was basically for the two options. This was option number one, which brought basically everything from our existing district boundary to the ditch at Mount Air.
Mm-hmm.
This yellow area is included too. What it is that is drainage basin going through the existing pipelines. The brown, again, is going through the force main four that would be installed by Ferry Cove. We've had interest from a project down here known as Indian River Retreat to get sewer to that area. We've also had from, I'll mess up the name of the condominium association down here, Warwick Cove, I believe it is. That was why we actually initially started looking at this larger section, was we had interest from here, which would give us another regional pump station, interest from here, and the potential for another project here that we were hearing.
Don't get me wrong, though. Aren't these, in that area, aren't most of the parcels fairly large?
Yes.
Right? This was rural Sussex County. These were large parcels. These people right now don't have any cost associated with their sewer and septic. And I'd hate to see, you know, small number. I don't know. I don't think we're getting enough response. And a couple developers want to do something. I don't think we need to, you know, all of a sudden have a knee-jerk reaction and throw this all in. These are large parcels. These people are fairly independent. A lot of them don't want it. These subdivisions need it because they're getting small lots and everything else. These people don't need it at this time. And I don't think we ought to be stirring them up unless we have a good reason. I don't think there's enough reason to have those people stirred up and brought into this and having to come to hearings, and it depends on who's here and who comes and who sees it.
Okay, Mr. Ashman, would you get ready to cite, please?
Sort of our idea, too, was to go to the panhandle. That was why we thought that was our recommendation. The only reason we went with the larger approach was that if these projects were going to move forward, we were going to gain some regional infrastructure.
And well, we'll still get that even later on if they want to come in.
We
but
will
I'm just
still
saying, at this
be able
point,
to get that.
There's a lot of people out there,
correct,
that have been there a long time and maybe don't want this, and let them start coming and beating on our door a little bit.
Okay. Correct. If that's the consensus of the council, we'll move on. Anyone? Okay. Thank you, Mr. Ashman. We've done enough damage.
Yep.
Mr. Moore, public hearing, 11 a.m.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time and place for a public hearing on the Long Neck Sewer District Parcel de-annexation proposal for Baywood Villas. Presentation will be made by Mr. Rob Davis from the County Engineering Department, and he will briefly explain the ordinance and the purposes to be accomplished by it. After he has completed that presentation, Council will have an opportunity to ask him questions in order to clarify their understanding of the proposal. After that process has been completed, I will then open the floor to comments and questions from members of the public. If any member of the public wishes to be heard concerning this matter, you're required to make a statement from the speaker stand. Before making your statement, please state your name and give your home address. Mr. Davis.
Okay. Thank you.
Good morning. The purpose of the public hearing this morning is to consider a request by the owner, Baywood LLC, to remove a parcel of land from the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. The parcel is located on the north side of Long Neck Road, and if you'll look with me to the map at the front, we have Long Neck Road and Route 24. The parcel is located approximately 1,000 feet east of State of Delaware, Route 24, and the parcel is shown as crosshatched on the map in the front and on your handout. The parcel is approximately 30.59 acres. We received a written request on July 28, 2010, asking to remove the parcel. The area considered for de-annexation is comprised of parcel 270, owned by Baywood LLC. An area that included the parcel was added to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District in 1993 as part of expansion number one. At that time, the parcel was larger and included acreage on both sides of Long Neck Road. At that time, it was the crosshatched area plus the area on the south side. The southern portion has been developed as part of the Bayshore Project. The area, the parcel is in Mr. Cole's Councilmatic District. I came to County Council on August 24, 2010 to request permission to prepare and post public hearing notices, and those notices were posted on September 14, 2010. The public notice was also advertised in the Sussex Post on September 29, 2010. And from that posting and advertising, we've had no questions or comments from the public. Let's see, sewer service has not been extended to the parcel, but sewer lines exist in the area as shown on the map at the front and on your handouts. Those sewer lines are generally shown in the darker green lines, and the pump stations that exist are shown as black triangles, and the dashed lines are pressure pipelines that make their way back to the Inland Bays regional wastewater facility or to other gravity lines from a pump station. The parcel is proposed for part of a development referred to as Baywood Garden Villas and would have 285 units on the parcel. The Sussex County Council approved a change of zone and conditional use for a residential multifamily project on January 5th, 2010. The total project is proposed for 354 units. 69 of those units are on an adjoining Baywood parcel. They would be built over here, three buildings. The project is proposed to receive wastewater service from the Inland Bays Preservation Company's existing wastewater system within the Baywood development. That system is located up just north of the boundary of the map. If the parcel remains in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, that portion of the Baywood Villas development will be subject to systems connection charges of approximately $996,000. Would there be any questions?
It's not connecting to any manufactured home parks, is it?
I'm sorry?
There are no manufactured home parks involved in this?
There would not be on parcel 270. Yet. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's buildings of townhouses or right. Garden apartments.
Okay. So they're not involved at all in this?
No.
Mm-hmm.
It's on leased ground.
Leased ground, but
right,
not
so similar,
manufactured.
It's going to be part of the Baywoods type of project, right?
But not home, not parks, yeah. Not right. Per se, not mobile home parks per se. Mm-hmm.
Is this something the county has done before, de-annex somebody?
The only one I'm aware of where we have de-annexed a parcel was to move it from one sewer district
to another,
to an adjoining sewer district. I recall we removed it from North Bethany and put it in Bethany Beach to reflect how it was served during original construction.
What's our responsibility as to whether it's built right and performs right and prices for it, what it's going to cost the user?
Natural resources, wouldn't it?
The on-site system, Sussex County has an ordinance that governs community sewer systems.
Right.
The engineering department and the State of Delaware's Department of Natural Resources, County engineer reviews the collection system. County engineer also reviews the treatment plant. DENREC approves the treatment plant. The Inland Bays Preservation Company is also under the purview of the Public Service Commission.
Okay.
When we all laid out our Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, did you so design the system to accommodate that parcel? Is the current system designed to accommodate that parcel?
When the original expansion number one was considered, that area from the peninsula up to Food Lion, in consideration of the design development for that, capacity was included in the Inland Bays treatment plant. When the Bayshore project got started and built this pump station, because we had received a letter from Mr. Tunnel about his intention for this parcel, we did not specifically include capacity necessarily for that parcel, but it is a very minor
we have capacity.
Amount of EDUs.
Right.
In and we there may be underdevelopment of some other parcels in it.
Right. Would the inclusion of this in, I mean, if we keep it and it's in our sanitary sewer district, there are benefits, correct? There was, I mean, more people coming into the system help with costs and different things like that. And there's some benefits to that, Michael?
Yeah, you know, obviously the more users we have, we can spread out costs
exactly.
A little bit better. That is
okay.
Correct.
And so you said, so on designing, in other words, if we said, if we say we don't want to de-annex this, the difficulty for the developer to hook into our system is what? Not, no big deal? I mean, it's there, it's can be done, and
without having seen his layout, it would be my expectation that they would probably build a pumping station in that yellow area,
mm-hmm.
pump under the road and into one of the gravity lines on the south side of the road.
And then it would end up going to wherever. Okay.
To the base plant, yeah.
Okay. And because I've always been told the more people we hook up, the better it is for the overall district. And I know a substantial amount of the Long Neck area has already been is being the sewage is going to the tunnel facility, right? Quite a bit.
No, just the Baywood development.
Just that one Baywood. That's their only plant. I thought further down on.
They actually make use of an old original plant that was serving the old Potnets
right.
community.
Is that on our system now?
But. What happened was we served all Potnets in the Long Neck Sewer District.
Right.
They basically left that plant there and made use of it for the Baywood development. So it's my understanding they pump from Baywood down to the plant, have some treatment there, and then pump back up to the Baywood development to dispose of the wastewater.
And they, how do they dispose of their wastewater in that project?
They spray on the golf course and, you know, some of the vegetated areas, and I know they make use of the driving range.
So they're no longer serving Potnets?
That is correct. We serve Potnets.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I just get concerned that we develop these districts. We need users, and I don't want to set a precedent that we start giving away users, because we're going to see now, it appears there's going to be a proliferation of private sewer companies out there in this area. And they're going to be wanting users, and we need them. And it's this competition for the users, and then we do sometimes do a better controlling of rates and different things like
yes.
that, which I've heard a lot of concern when other utilities don't have the same kind of rate structure we have and question things, and then they call us and wonder why. So I'm a little hesitant to de-annex them. Unless we couldn't hook it up, or it was either extremely difficult, or very expensive, or impractical, or not logical, or what all those things reasons. But I haven't heard any of that. It seems to me it could go into our system, or you go into their system.
Yeah,
it seems that simple.
The only thing that you know, we felt like it was part of going to be part of the Baywood community, and they have their own maintenance crews in there already.
Well. But they still would go and cut the grass and do all that kind of stuff. It's just what's underground's underground. Okay. All right.
Are there any other questions from council members?
Would this change the rates of anybody who's already in that district? by them not doing this.
I missed that. How many potential ADUs was it?
About 287 or so on parcel 270.
No, I don't anticipate that to happen.
If we de-annex it, de-annex this, it would not raise anybody's rate that's in that district.
Okay. But Mike, tell me if I'm wrong on this though. If we had these 280 some, and then another subdivision comes in with some, then you're going to see some rates. But if we don't have this in the equation as we keep adding these up.
Obviously, the concept's correct. The more users you have to share your costs among, the lower your rates are.
And what would, out of the 287 units, the county would get what, a connection charge of how much? Approximately, what is that?
Annual charges I've estimated based on 40 foot per unit of about $3,078. There are sub-districts, so they'd only pay the transmission portion of the front footage assessment, 27 cents a foot per year. An annual service charge when it's all built out and 285 units plus the pool house is connected would be about $58,000 in annual service charge. And the one-time systems connection charges would be about $996,000 or so.
Mm-hmm. All right. Heard enough.
I guess I got one question left. Mr. Izzo.
Yes.
Is this a good idea or a bad idea?
I think it's six of one, half dozen of another, you know. I hate to say that, you know, because in reality, I think there is some commonality because, you know, Mr. Tunnel has his, they're already operating, maintaining their treatment plant collection lines. And I, you know, it's my assumption that these roads and these units are going to make use of the amenities within the Baywood development. So, it, you know, it's all sort of interconnected. So I could see some advantages to the interconnectivity in maintaining that. You know, you don't have, in other words, I'm not sure how many units are in the rest of Baywood, but, you know, say there's 600. Well, you have 600 people that are paying Mr. Tunnel directly, and then you have these other 200 that are paying us directly for.
They'll be thrilled with that scenario.
And that
scenario.
May be. I'm not that familiar with the status of the Baywood residents.
So what I'm hearing you say, you don't really see a big negative
either way. That's correct.
Okay. Any other questions from council?
It seems it's come from this council in the past that we're always concerned about overload DTDUs. And here seems to be a chance now to lighten the load here. That's some thoughts that's going in my mind here. So I know the plant itself is pretty well loaded up compared to what I saw last year down in the border standing all these.
Well, things. We are expanding it, so
I know
we
that,
obviously.
But I mean, I still see these things, and I'm sitting here wondering why we're contemplating on even really not allowing this to happen.
Well, Sam, we bought how many acres, Mike, out there to accommodate?
2,000.
We have 2,000 acres, Sam. We've spent a lot of money to create an area for this stuff to go to.
I understand.
And the more money, and you heard about the dollars that we're talking about coming to the county, the 900 and some thousand dollars was connection charges.
Build
and
out, then probably.
$58,000 a year coming in. That will add and help pay for future expansions of our system, which we've spent a heck of a lot of money planning for the future. So to start giving it away, then you put that financial burden of the 2,000 acres plus everything else on whatever's left. So that's the question. I mean, you can vote any way you want, but I'm just saying that.
I guess I'm allowed to speak now.
Yes.
What I'm hearing in is, the next time we hear someone that wants to join on our sewer system, that we're glad to have you come on because we need your money. So I don't really want to hear this negative part anymore from any of you.
What do you mean by that?
You know,
I don't understand.
Well, Mr. Cole, I can maybe explain. We hear every time an application that comes in, the box is full. We're overloaded. Our capacity, it's a crisis.
That's exactly
and
right.
Yeah, we hear from you all the time.
No, wait.
All the time,
not
Mr. Cole.
Long, you've
sure.
never heard that. So
all
don't
the time.
Go, wait. You're twisting my words.
Not at all.
You're
not
talking
at all.
About Lewis. You're talking about Bethany Beach system.
So you're saying
and that's when the engineering department has been on record saying,
you're saying
we have problems.
Any time. Just a minute. I'm giving the gavel to Mr.
Go ahead.
Vincent.
Good. You're just out of the last quarter.
Good.
Mr. Vincent, I would like to
have the floor.
It's a very good point Mr. Wilson makes. We oftentimes hear that our capacity is stressed. And maybe it's in this district or that district, but it is an overall theme that we often hear by the anti-development crowd. So it's a bit hypocritical now to start talking about the money that these projects bring into the county. You can't have it both ways. That's all I've got to say.
Talk about a hypocrite.
Paul, you may have one.
Thank you. I mean, the hypocrisy that I'm hearing here today is the logic is just illogical. I mean, we have got a system here. We've got ample capacity, right? Correct? We got a lot of capacity? 2,000 acres. How much money do we spend, Mike, on 2,000 acres?
Approximately $27
million. $27 million. This council is invested in that sewer district, and we need users to pay the bills. Now, you're playing games. I don't know why. You'll have to explain that to everyone. But the games you're playing don't make sense. We have capacity problems in Sussex County, yes, but not here. And so to say that the issue is capacity, it's a smokescreen. So, Sam, that doesn't make sense. And Vance, it doesn't make sense. So tell me about how in Long Neck, when we've spent 20-some million dollars, we've got all kinds of people out there depending on us to be smart and to spend their money wisely and plan for the future. But to start this little game because you're either doing it for as a favor to somebody or you're doing it for, I don't know what your reason is, but it doesn't make sense to me. So tell me why you're doing it and be upfront and don't go play games. Tell us why you think de-annexation is a good idea.
I would.
It is about money.
I would, George. Okay. I would, George, but I'm afraid you're going to get so excited you're going to have a heart trouble here.
No. I just don't like, I don't like
actually, you
playing
talk about,
games.
You talk about playing
with,
games.
With taxpayers' money.
Mr. Wilson has the floor.
Go.
You talk about playing games. George, I sit on this council week after week, and that's the biggest argument that comes to this council. We're overloaded. And we have Mike hasn't he had to go back and study to see if we're overloaded or not loaded. And you know darn well from that our sewer system down there is not really what you call up to capacity yet to handle this. It may be in time to come. We're working on that. But I really think in time to come, we're going to still load that thing up. There's plenty of places for the sewers to go, and there's going to be a lot of, unless you want to say, well, we're going to be loaded a little while, say, well, we can't take these people on, who is actually one that can handle it themselves. I mean, I can see it both ways here, George. I can see your way. I can see,
Mr. Wilson has the floor.
As a business person, I can see these money come in. But what expenses, and where did I load my capacity up here? And I can see it both. I understand it from where you're coming from. But also, know that I don't want to hear this comment made 6 months from now, say, well, let's go check our ED, see if we're overloaded, and stop somebody else if we like to get
on. Still have to check that.
That's where the problem is.
Okay, fine, I'm done.
Anybody else have any comments? Mr. Phillips.
Thank you. For the record, I'm not decided on this issue. I mean, we've got a public hearing yet to go, and it may not be in the best interest of the community, and I would vote against the annexation. But we heard a few minutes ago, our finance director and the engineering department said that this de-annexation will not affect rates. So it doesn't appear to me that it's going to have any significant impact on the financial health of that district. That's all.
If there are no more comments.
Anybody else?
Did you say it would not affect rates?
Or Sue said it would. Not a significant.
In real time, no. It's not going to adjust the budget rates.
Oh, it doesn't matter how many people we sign on?
Not this.
It doesn't affect our rates?
Well, you're looking at it piecemeal, Joan. This little piece won't.
Versus
but if you, when you add the next piece, you got to look at it in a cumulative way.
That's
so people look at it either piecemeal or they look at it as a big plan that we're looking at and stuff. So it's all, let's vote on
rates.
It or whatever we're supposed to be doing.
I think it will affect rates.
The public hearing.
We're having a public hearing, right?
We're having a public hearing. Anybody else from council got anything to say? Anything at all?
If not, is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this issue? Sir, if you'll come to the podium, give us your name and address, please.
Hi, I'm Jason Palkowitz with Solutions IPM, and I represent Mr. Robert Tunnell on this project. And I just asked, actually, some questions that would maybe could clarify. is the EDUs for this portion of the development. It's about 290 residential units. But what's also, I didn't hear, and I don't know if you included it, and you want to ask them because I don't know, is there's commercial in here too. There's about 50,000 square feet of commercial. And my concern when this whole project started was that even at the plus process, we were told to de-annex from the beginning because there was capacity issues. So to hear that there's not today is surprising to me. I just would want that clarified if I could.
Who suggested that you de-annex?
This started back at the plus process in their comments from the county.
Go ahead, Mike.
Mr. Izzo, please step forward.
That would be based upon, you know, again, we had indicated when we were performing the North Coastal Planning Area study, we had received correspondence from Mr. Tunnel requesting to be de-annexed from the district, and it wasn't a capacity decision. It was just a cooperative, and I think I discussed this on another occasion, that we were just working together in the spirit of cooperation. He had requested to be de-annexed, and it was not based upon capacity.
Okay. But you corresponded to them at that point in time that you were not opposed to it?
That is correct. Okay. That is correct.
Okay.
One more thing. It has to do with finances, but it's functionality. I think Mike brought it up, or somebody else did, is that, if you don't mind.
Certainly.
The villa is actually shaped like this here, and there's a portion of it that's right here. And this is all supposed to be part of Baywood, and to the point of water, sewer, the maintenance of all the facilities in there. You're going to have people with different rates and different services within the same development, within the same site plan. And also one thing that I would bring up too is that these are all going to be owned by Baywood LLC. This is not a subdivision. It's all one parcel. So I don't know how that affects your rates either.
Okay. Is that all?
Thank you.
And your company will operate the sewer system that's...
I'm an engineer. Inland Bays Preservation would operate the plant, continue to operate it.
And you're an engineer working for you're not working for then the company that operates the...
No, I'm working for Robert Tunnel.
Which, do they own the company that operates?
Yes.
Okay.
No, yeah, I don't work for that company, though, no.
But it's just another company of Mr. Tunnel's?
Yes.
Okay, I got it. Okay. Good enough. Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this issue? Anyone else that would like to speak on this issue? Seeing no one else, I think it's appropriate, Mr. Chairman, to call the public hearing to an end.
No opposition. We'll close the public hearing.
And at this point, I do have a resolution that was prepared and given to me by Mr. Davis that I could read, the short title, which is Resolution Revision of the Boundaries of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District to exclude a parcel of land along the north side of County Road at CR 22 Long Neck Road, east of the town of Millsboro, being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, Delaware.
I'll make that motion.
We have a motion. We have a second.
You got it?
We have a second. Motion and a second.
Second.
Any further questions or comments about the motion?
Does this, Mr. Moore, does this set some kind of precedent?
Well, I guess anything sets a precedent, but it doesn't mean that it necessarily is one that's set in stone that has to be followed,
mm-hmm.
because it would be considered on a case-by-case basis and based upon the recommendation of the engineer's department.
Absolutely.
More questions? Well, we'll call for the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
No.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
You know, many developers have been very successful with their developments in this county, and it has nothing to do with what the sewer surface is. And I believe when you heard the numbers that were cited by our engineering department about the amount of money that would be coming into the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District, which is going to be very beneficial to that district, especially in light of the amount of dollars that we have spent on acquiring land, planning for the future, for growth,
in this area, and we need growth to help pay for these districts. So it's not an issue here of growth or no growth. We need the growth. So I believe that putting this parcel on a county sewer system will not affect the viability of that development being successful or not successful. It's got commercial development and residential development. All of that will pay fees to the county, which the county needs to keep operating their system. And I think we have a fiduciary responsibility to the users of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. We went and proposed this area be on a county system, that we put a county system in and make sure that we follow through with it. We can't just start taking, you know, changing our path as we go down the road. So I'm going to stick with the original plan. We got this capacity. I'll vote no for the de-annexation. Is that the vote?
Thank you.
You're welcome. You've got to give reasons. Supposed to give reasons.
I believe the private sector can do things most of the time better than government. And in this case, we have a proven track record private vendor who desires to provide this service. We don't have any public opposition. Apparently, our engineering department, working with them in tandem early in the process, gave them the green light to move forward in designing this and planning for this. Doesn't appear that it's going to affect sewer rates. I think it's a fair proposal, and I vote yes.
I do share some concern about a precedent being set, but I understand that obviously you can always change precedents or go in a different direction. I appreciate George's comments about the financial part of it, but I'm a firm believer when I tell someone I'm going to do something or I'm okay with something, I stand behind that. And when the county told them in the very part of the process and the plus process that our engineering part was okay with this, had no opposition to it, we need to support that. So I'm going to vote yes. Motion passes.
Thank you, Mr. Vincent. Mr. Lank.